after it was closed for several hours due to a protest by striking ferry workers. Burning tyres were thrown onto the tracks. The Port of Calais is still closed and is expected to remain shut until Thursday. Meanwhile, Highways England says that phase two of Operation Stack is at capacity, which means there are now 2,400 lorries queuing on the coastbound M20 waiting to cross the channel. The next phase will be brought in soon, where the London-bound side is also used to park trucks. And five people have been jailed for a total of 31 and a half years for keeping a man against his will at a Kent flat, attacking him and filming him carrying out degrading tasks, including cleaning his own blood. Now the sport, here's Ben Watts.
Our Wimbledon Andy Murray is through to the second round after a straight sets win over Mikhail Kukushkin of Kazakhstan. The 2013 champion won 6-4, 7-6, 6-4 in 2 hours and 13 minutes and will play either Robin Haas or Alejandro Faya in the next round.
He made it very difficult for me to play offensive, and he made it very uncomfortable for me out there. So credit to him, and yeah, glad to get it done in three sets because it was very hot, and you know, definitely, hopefully can improve on that one.
British number one Heather Watson is also through. She saved three match points before beating France's Caroline Garcia in three sets. Kyle Edmund, Bryden Klein and Laura Robson are all out, though, after suffering straight sets defeats. To football, and Dartford have signed two defenders today, 20-year-old former Hibernian centre-half Tom Gardiner and 23-year-old former Luton left-back Danny Fitzsimmons. Elsewhere, Dover Athletic earlier announced the capture of former Loney striker Ricky Miller on a two-year deal. And finally, Dartford sprint sensation Adam Jamili says he does not know if he will make the World Championships in Beijing due to a hamstring injury. He fell when injured his right leg after crossing the line in 9.97 seconds in the 100-metre race at the Birmingham Grand Prix earlier this month.
See you later, then.
That's your sport now with the weather. Here's Rachel.
So today, temperatures have been soaring. They've been reaching highs of around 28 degrees and they're only set to rise over the next 24 hours. So through tonight, it's a hot, sticky night. Temperatures in many places not dropping much below 19 or 20 degrees. The reason for that, we've got fairly light southeasterly breezes dragging up very hot and humid air. And for tomorrow, those temperatures only set to rise on today's values. By the afternoon, we could see highs of 33 degrees. So that's heatwave conditions for the next couple of days. And that hot, humid, very muggy air is going to be triggering some intense thunderstorms over into Thursday. Highs a bit tempered, but even so, still reaching around 27 degrees.
Travel news from BBC Radio Kent.
The M20 is shut in both directions, coastbound and London bound, from Junction 8 at Leeds Castle and 9 for Ashford North. That's because Operation Stack Phase 3 and Phase 2 are now in place. That's because the Port of Calais is still closed since Monday afternoon. So over the A20, that's looking slow eastbound between the Cornwall Interchange and the York Street roundabout, not helped by the problems at the Port of Calais. And elsewhere in Tunbridge, the A21 Tunbridge bypass is queuing after a police investigation earlier at Quarry Road at the Southbury turnoff. Lanes have now been reopened. On the Eurotunnel now, there's a waiting time of up to an hour and a half for passenger services at Folkestone, and there's a waiting time of up to 5 hours for freight services. Eurostar now, there's still delays on the Eurostar between St Pancras and Ashford, and Ebbsfleet International, it's after the industrial action earlier, there's now a limited service running, and there's still no ferries between Dover. I'm Marie Turner, there's more in 20 minutes.
Across Ramsgate, Dover and Sandwich on 104.2 FM and across West Kent on 96.7 FM.
BBC Radio Kent. It's all here.